USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia have formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, national security spokesperson Emily Horn said that they've been in contact with the French government and are looking for ways to resolve their differences. And the House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill later this month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent a letter to members on Friday informing them that the Senate's $1 trillion spending package will come to the House floor for a vote on September 27th. The House returns from summer recess on Monday and is expected to continue to work on a $3.5 trillion spending package that Democrats have been working to flesh out. They'll also need to pass a measure to fund the federal government past September 30th when the current fiscal year ends. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children, instead of an ISIS-K terrorist planning on attacking the Kabul airport. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to the strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that human assets are needed for counterterrorism operations like the drone strike.
It is going to be far more difficult. The strike that they took earlier was in a remote location versus this one in a teeming city. You need other assets on the ground, and that's what people need to understand. You need human assets on the ground. You need signals capability. We now have none of that. It's all been removed. And so, you know, when is the administration going to quit this fiction that we are just as safe as we were with this full surrender and withdrawal? We are not. We have no bases in the region. Our local allies are being hunted down, and the terrorists now are much, much better armed. And we are effectively blind in many ways in terms of our intelligence.
Yeah.
And real estate heir Robert Durst was found guilty Friday in the 2000 murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found the 78-year-old guilty of first-degree murder in her death. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.